Well, the coronavirus outbreak in Italy has killed three people there and led authorities to shut down the famous Carnival in Venice 2 days ahead of schedule. It's a sign of caution from governments and health officials who are still grappling with some unknowns around this virus. That includes the possibility that some countries simply don't have the resources to detect and report the presence of the virus. Alex Tai has more.
Italy's masquerade has taken on a new meaning. On the streets of Venice, revelers are wearing feathers, beaks, and medical face masks. There have been 157 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in Italy and a third death overnight. Now, the final 2 days of the Venice Carnival have been cancelled. Not everybody is happy. It is useless to stop a carnival, one carnival goer said. It's all ridiculous. But it isn't just the carnival that's been stopped. 50,000 people have been locked down in two northern regions of Italy. Lombardy councillor Giulio Galera says the government has invited the residents to stay home. Sanjaya Senanayake is an associate professor of medicine at the ANU Medical School. He says the good news is that within China, new reports of the virus have been dropping.
Within China, we're actually seeing a reduction in the number of confirmed cases. So whereas a few days ago, we were seeing 2,000 to 3,000 new cases confirmed every day. We're now seeing 500 to 1,000. So that is a drop.
But while China remains the worst affected country by far, concern is shifting to other nations.
In terms of the rest of the world, we've now got hotspots in terms of local transmission in South Korea. We've had 43 cases identified in Iran.
Iran is of particular concern. From the 43 cases of the disease, there have been 8 deaths, a fatality rate of around 20%.
We know that for this virus, the case fatality rate is 2% or less, and that therefore suggests that there are a lot more mild cases out there that haven't been identified, and that's more likely to occur in a country with a less well-resourced and less robust health infrastructure.
According to Professor Senanayake, the health infrastructure needed to deal with an outbreak like the coronavirus includes robust communication systems and laboratories that can conduct large number of tests. But he says it's possible that countries without those resources may have undetected or undeclared cases of the disease.
So that's certainly a possibility with South America. And Africa is the other continent where we have concerns about that, particularly because a number of countries have close links to China.
By this stage, the professor says, the indications are that the lockdown of China has not worked as well as hoped.
Ideally, by now, if the lockdown had worked in China, which, as I said, the numbers are dropping, so it is possible things are coming under control, but we can't be sure. We would also like to have seen no local transmission in other countries around the world, but unfortunately at the moment, as you've mentioned before, in Iran, South Korea, Japan, and now Italy, we are seeing local transmission.
Health experts will continue to watch and see.
We'll have to see what the next week or two holds.
Associate Professor Sanjaya Senanayake, Alex Tai with that report.